In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands a lighthouse of Christian testimony, beaconing forth the light of salvation to a world lost in the sea of sin and despair. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith.
I hope you have a top-notch voyage, Rudy, old chap. I shall miss you.
Oh, thank you. I shall enjoy the fruit you sent to my stateroom.
I say, look at that.
May I have a word, Fred?
I've never seen anything like that. Look at it.
It's the literary bend in you, Rudy. You romanticize
it. No. Look, he's walking backwards. The dust settling on the rough wooden wharf behind him.
With his cloak blowing over his head like a tulip. Beating a tambourine. A grown man.
Listen.
May the Lord make his
face. Let's see if we can get closer and hear what he has to say.
Give you peace. Wherever we travel in the empire, there are men and women who need Jesus Christ. Pray for me.
was an extraordinary man. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, young man.
I notice you spend a good bit of your time reading, sir. I'm interested in literary endeavors.
Indeed. I am reading the Word of God.
Would you care for some lemonade, sir?
The young man interested in literary endeavors.
Oh, I sounded stuffy, didn't I?
Well, a bit.
I'd like to chat sometime, sir. Well, if you're not busy.
Why?
I never met anyone quite like you before.
I see.
Sir?
Well, what is it that's different about me, young man? Do you plan to put me in one of your stories?
No, sir. But I would like to know your name.
Oh, they just call me the General.
General? Booth? The Salvation Army Booth?
Well, what is it that invokes your humor?
I'm afraid I expected someone quite different.
Different? In what way?
Well, I'm afraid you might think me rude, sir.
The young are entitled to a bit of rudeness. Go ahead.
Well, your first appearance at shipboard.
You have a way with words. Describe me.
Well, sir, you were walking backwards with the dusk settling on the rough wooden wharf behind you.
Go on.
Well, your cloak was blowing over your head like a tulip. You were beating a tambourine.
Young fellow, if I thought I could win one more soul to the Lord by walking on my head and playing the tambourine with my toes, I'd learn how.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm a young fool. I believe you are in earnest.
I am in earnest, young man. God's great commission is that every man hear his good news of salvation.
I hope I may speak to you again. If you will forgive a young fool.
Of course I forgive you. God has forgiven this man and his sins and errors. You're deep in thought.
What a magnificent empire she is.
Ah, England. Yes, yes, she is indeed great. I like to think about God's empire. I like to think I am widening his empire.
Whenever I speak to you, your thoughts instinctively turn to God. Is it because you are trying to convert me? Or is it that your thoughts always turn to God?
Both, I should surmise. I see you on the deck with your notebook.
I should like to write it all. I want children to love the animal stories. I want the world to know the English soldier and see him in the outpost of the world. A lifetime is too short to do all I want to do, Mr. Booth.
Well, I see that an author and a preacher must share the same problem, Mr.
I'm called Rudy.
It doesn't seem that there will be time to do all I want to do either.
And what is it you want to do?
I want to reach every man I can with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to see an army of Christians marching under the banner of the cross to every part of the world.
I wish I could believe as you do.
Yeah, I do too. I would that every man would hear and accept the good news.
Good news?
The gospel that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Son, bun, done.
Trouble with the rhyme, young man?
Oh, General Booth. I regret. Our voyage together will soon be over.
And you?
I shall go on trying to earn a reputation as a writer that will enable me to be remembered. I think I should like being remembered, having my name a household word.
Well, I wish your dream may come true. But more, I wish that your name might be written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
I have enjoyed knowing you, sir. I almost envy you your belief.
And I've enjoyed knowing you, Rudyard Kipling.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men. Today's story was written for radio by Doris Harris. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, presented by Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.